All you got to do is say Jerry Springer, and people immediately have a reaction. They either love him or they hate him. There's no middle ground on Mr. Jerry Springer. But he's on the line now, ready to, I believe, start taping another show somewhere. Where do you tape the show, Jerry? Is it in Chicago?
Yeah, I'm in Chicago. Yeah, we tape the show here at the NBC studios. And every time I hear my name, I get a rash. That's my reaction. I get an uncontrollable rash.
I wanted to start by complimenting you on the excellent job you did this summer in front of the Chicago City Council. When they called you in and were obviously trying to make political points with people who are already part of their choir that they were preaching to, and talk about how evil your show was and how it may have been singularly responsible for the complete downfall of American civilization. But you acquitted yourself very nicely. Tell me a little bit about that experience for you.
Well, it was kind of exciting, actually. I mean, it was just like in the movies, you know. I mean, you walk in there like, you know, hundreds of photographers and, you know, all snapping away. I mean, it was like there was this... It was a little surreal because, after all, this was all about a television show. I mean, this wasn't about life. This wasn't about some huge scandal or something. It was just, you know, gosh, whether people liked the television show or not. So, so the city council wanted to question me whether or not the fights on the show were real, because if they were real, they wanted to know why the cops, who are the security for our show, why they aren't arresting these people. Or they wanted me to say the fights were fake, which, of course, would destroy the show. And so they had me under oath, and they said, okay, Mr. Springer, you're under oath. And they had me there for 3 hours, as if there was nothing more important to do in Chicago.
Yeah.
And it was kind of embarrassing. But, you know, finally they said, Mr. Springer, are the fights real? And I said, well, they look real to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, there was no answer. And the point was that it's a television show. I mean, you know, this isn't... it's a television show about dysfunctional behavior. So obviously, the behavior on the show is not something we want to emulate. And it's made clear in every show that this is not, you know, what people should be doing. The crowd boos the bad guys. Every time someone goes after someone else, they get booed. They lose the girl. They look silly. The crowd humiliates them. So it's, if anything, I mean, even though the show is purely entertainment, if there's any lesson to be learned from the show, it's that if you behave like that, you're going to lose in life. Contrary, let's say, to soap operas, which, or primetime television, which shows dysfunctional behavior every single day, but there the people on it are beautiful, they have great lines, there's great music and pretty backgrounds. You know, you have drop-dead gorgeous people being unfaithful, committing all kinds of sexual acts, shooting each other, doing drugs and everything, but it's made to look enticing. So if a young person looks at a soap opera or any of these other primetime shows, they're going to say, wow, I want to copy that. But no one on the planet Earth, I don't care what their age, can look at our show and say, you know what, tomorrow I want to be a transvestite. So our show, in no, under any interpretation, could entice people to act inappropriately. If anything, it says how stupid it all looks. So, and I made that point before the council, and then they realized they didn't have any jurisdiction, so they just dropped the subject. But the point was, it was a lot of wasted time over just a silly television show. I mean, it's the stupidest show on television. I'll be the first to say that. It's just an absolute, farce. But, you know, sometimes people like to chew gum. That doesn't mean it's good for you or bad for you. It's just gum.
I think it was great that the people of Chicago realized at that time that the Chicago City Council had actually solved all the problems of the city and was now able to move on to the possibility of crime on television on a talk show.
I know. I went through a list of one of the councilmen that was bringing this issue up. All the crimes that took place, all the shootings, the muggings, the rapes, the robberies that took place in his ward in the past month. And he was worried about what police were doing inside a controlled television show. You know, what are we going to do? Take the police off the streets and put them in a studio because two people are cursing at each other and one wants to pull the other one's hair? I mean, you know, this is crazy. We have serious problems in our society. A television show isn't one of them.
Let's talk about the other confrontation you've had in the last year or so, which is with the people who own your show at some point saying, okay, you do have to scale back on the fights. And then you did that for kind of a little while, and then you said, all right, now we're not going to do that anymore.
Well,
what was the story there?
Well, that wasn't reported real accurately. The truth is, the show's never changed. It's just it gets edited differently based on various communities. You know, different cities edit different parts out.
Is that right?
Yeah, so, you know, our show is always the same. It's always just talking about dating and relationships, you know, and people getting angry because their roommate is sleeping with their boyfriend. I mean, it's crazy stuff like that. None of it is life-changing. I mean, we rarely deal with anything that's serious. It's just, you know, they're angry at the moment, but it's, you know, it's not like the next day they aren't dating someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nothing very serious in life, but they do get angry. And we want the show to be truthful. Well, if you want the show to be truthful, then obviously sometimes people really are going to want to go at each other. I mean, you can fake it. You can write lines for them and script it like most of television is. And then, of course, you'll never have a confrontation because you'll script it. But if you don't script it, if you bring people in and let them really say what's on their mind and emote as they normally would, then once in a while you are going to have people going at each other. Now, we have security so they don't ever get at each other. So, in other words, there never really is a fight. But they, you know, they're certainly angry. There certainly is sometimes foul language being used. But that's what the show's about. It's about how people react when they find these things out. You know, I can't then pretend to say, well, it doesn't really happen.
Have you ever been surprised by how far the confrontation has gone? And at the other end of it, have you ever had guests on the show that you and your producers thought, hey, this is going to be a great confrontation, and then you roll the cameras and they act too friendly and you can't use it because it's not your show?
No, I mean, there are shows that are just too boring, but no, we've never stopped a show because they're not going at each other. No, of course not. But there are shows that, you know, are just, it's just not a good show.
Yeah.
The show is about outrageousness. I was hired to do a show about outrageousness. So if a critic comes to me and says, Jerry, why don't you have normal behavior on? I'll say, because I wasn't hired to do that show.
Yeah.
You know, if they would hire me to do a show about, you know, going to church Sunday morning, then I would do a show about going to church Sunday morning. But I was hired to do a show about outrageous behavior. So obviously, it's going to be outrageous every day. I mean, I don't know why this is difficult to understand. That's what I'm hired to do.
Absolutely. And you do it very well, too.
Well, I don't know. I think anyone could do what I do. I don't have any talent.
No, well, your greatest talent is knowing not to get too close to the stage.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I was raised a chicken, and I continue to be one.
Hey, what about this urban legend about the Jerry Springer episode of The Man in Love with a Horse? True or false, and what happened to that show?
Yeah, he was married to the horse. I think it was, you know what? I don't think it is, was far from where you are.
Oh, yeah?
I think it may have been out, actually, I think it was outside of Kansas City. It was in Missouri. This fellow, it was in the newspapers 5 years ago, he married his horse. And, you know, there was a ceremony, and we took videos of the home. We went there, and sure enough, the hallways are extra wide so the horse can go up and down. Horse sleeps with the guy in the bedroom. We had him on the show. I mean, it's obviously disgusting, outrageous, sinful. It's, you know, the Bible speaks about it. But it meets the definition. It's outrageous. I mean, you know, we talk about murder on television. Every news report every night is about murder. Well, I'd have to say murdering someone is probably worse than sleeping with a horse.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can have murder on, if you can have a Holocaust on, if you can have, you know, bombings on and rapes and all that, then what am I going to do? Say, oh, we're not going to show that? Well, that happened. Now, individual markets decided not to air it, which is fine. That's their business.
But you actually did distribute the show?
Yeah, because the rule is, the only thing I insist on is that there can't be any censorship. I mean, this is America. You know, I can't be, you know, pledging allegiance on the 4th of July and saying I love America and everything it stands for, and then, you know, go to work the next day and say, well, I wasn't really serious about the no censorship thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's free speech. It's free expression of ideas.
I never saw the show. Was the horse on with the guy?
Yeah. I mean, you know, they didn't do anything on the show, of course. You know, that's just a matter of taste.
No French kissing or anything like that?
Well, the horse nuzzled the guy. But anyway, she left him.
The horse left him?
Yeah, finally, after the show, the horse left the guy.
Found a better man somewhere? Or
apparently.
A mare or something?
Yeah.
Wow. You're originally English, born in London, and are you now doing or are you about to do a version of your show there?
Yeah, well, our current show runs in England. It runs in 40 countries, but in answer to your question, I'm going to now be doing another show there, and that's like the Tonight Show here in America.
Oh.
It's, you know, totally different. I mean, it's the Tonight Show. I do, you know, I do an opening monologue. I've got a band. I sit behind a desk, interview celebrities. It's the Tonight Show for England, and I'm the host.
Why aren't you doing it here?
Because Jay Leno's doing it. And I think he's real good, and I don't think they're about to get rid of him.
I got you.
So, but no, I was hired to do it there, and it's great. I really enjoy it. So, you know.
Good luck with that.
I'm a lucky guy, you know. As I said, I've got no talent, and I get all these great jobs, and I just love it. You know, God's been good to me.
Do you hear from these viewers in the 40 or 50 other countries that your show runs in, and what do they say to you?
Well, they love it. They think, you know, they think it's crazy, but, you know, it's the number one show in most of those countries. Mm-hmm. So it's, yeah, the show does great.
So people all over the world are chanting Jerry, Jerry, Jerry.
Yeah, with an accent, but they chant Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. And it's such a stupid show. I mean, that's what's so silly. I mean, you know, I get up in the morning and I say, what is all this about? I mean, it isn't like I found a cure for cancer or anything.
Yeah.
It's a stupid show. But it's gotten, you know, it tweaks the imagination of the public, I guess.
I don't think in the history of television there's been anybody who has promoted their show so actively as being as stupid as you keep saying yours is.
Well, it is. I mean, what am I going to say? I mean, you know, I can't face my friends every day and say, oh, no, this is serious. We're helping the world. I mean, it is stupid, and, you know, it's hard not to be honest about it.
And what do you think of the people who come on the show, these people who are obviously desperate to be on TV?
Well, yeah, but it's definitely, you know what, mostly they're exceptions. Mostly, they're really nice people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of them are doing stupid things. Some of them aren't very well educated. Some of them aren't rich. You know, but big deal. So that doesn't mean you're not a nice person or a good person. We all do stupid things at times.
I always love it on your show when somebody calls their next-door neighbor trailer park trash.
Yeah, yep. Because what, do they live next to the trailer park or part, or are they in it?
Yeah, and it's also surprising to me when people come on the show and there's obvious humiliation about to happen to them, and they have no clue as to what it could be. You'd think that ahead of time they'd be thinking to themselves, all right, I'm going to be humiliated somehow.
Yeah, well, they do. See, here's what's so crazy. When there's going to be a surprise on our show, and on most shows there are surprises, the guest is given a list of 21 possible surprises.
Really?
And, yeah, and on that list of 21 is the surprise that it actually is. And they have to agree to all 21 possibilities or they don't get on the show.
Wow.
So, and yeah, they sign it. So it's not, they don't know which of the 21 it's going to be, but they can't afterwards say, gee, I didn't know it was going to be that, because they agreed that that was a possibility. Now, in their minds, they might be saying, there's no way my girlfriend's really a guy. But they agree that if it is that, they're prepared to be told it. So now they may get angry when it's that surprise, but they can't say we didn't know it was possible.
Is one of them your husband is in love with a horse?
Yeah, on that one it was, sure. But of course, we had to get the horse to sign it.
And the horse had to agree. You know, one of yours could be.
Right,
that
the horse put the footprint right on.
Exactly. Speaking of surprises, let's talk about the Jenny Jones controversy, which may or may not have rocked your world a little bit.
Yeah, that. Well, yeah, everyone pays attention to it, of course, but on our show, that was never a possibility because, as I just said, ever since we started the show, you had to sign a document which said, you know, that where you agreed to all these possibilities.
But do you think that since the Jenny Jones people didn't have a similar document that they did ambush the guy and they were partially responsible?
The truth is, honest truth, I don't know because I wasn't backstage. I have no idea whether or not, I mean, I know what both sides are saying. One says they were told, the guy was told, and the others are saying he wasn't told. So who knows? Unless you were there, none of us know.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, I think the real issue there is the homophobia that exists in our society. What I mean by that is, on the Jenny show, you remember, a guy came out, and it was a secret crush show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was about to be told someone was going to come out from behind a curtain and say that I love you. And he was all excited. Gosh, who could it be? Well, the person that came out to say, I love you, turned out not to be a woman, but a guy. And the guest was humiliated that a gay guy would come out and say, I love you to him. And he was so humiliated that a gay guy would say that to him on national television that 2 days later he killed him. And, you know, and people are now blaming Jenny Jones, forgetting that, wait a second, this guy killed someone because it happened to be a gay guy? Let me change the situation a bit. What if the person that came out from behind the curtain to say, I love you, was in fact a woman. But he thought that this woman that came out to say, I love you, was ugly. And so 2 days later, he was so humiliated by having what he thought an ugly woman was an ugly woman say, I love you, that 2 days later he killed her. There's not a person on the planet Earth that would be blaming Jenny Jones. Everyone would be saying, what a pig of a guy to kill a woman just because he thought she was ugly. So understand, we as a society think that this guy had a reason to be humiliated because the guy was gay. Why aren't we as a society saying, what a pig of a guy to kill someone just because he happened to be gay?
Great points, Jerry. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So it shows our homophobia. It has nothing to do with Jenny Jones.
Yep.
You don't go around killing someone because you don't like their sexual preference. You simply say, I'm sorry, I'm not gay. I don't go down that road. Thank you very much.
It's like up in the Matthew Shepard thing up in Wyoming, you know, the guy using the gay panic defense. What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not acceptable in the court of law. Next case.
Right. End of story. Yeah, it has nothing to do with Jenny Jones.
Going to do another movie? Going to do more TV commentary? I know you got the show in England you got to do now, but
yeah,
what else
but
is in the future?
I do bit parts in movies. I just did Austin Powers 2, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, the spy who shagged me. So, I do stuff like that. I enjoy it.
What about running for office? There was a rumor that they were trying to be talked into, or people were trying to talk you into running
Democratic
in Ohio.
The Party in Ohio and Organized Labor had approached me to run for the United States Senate next year from Ohio because I'd been the mayor of Cincinnati. But I can't, as much as I'd love to, frankly. You know, I have all these contracts, with stations around the country and around the world for the show. I can't just walk away. I'd spend the entire campaign in court.
If you could, do you
want... If I could, I would. In a second.
Yeah?
I mean, if I had a choice now to be in the Senate or do the show, of course I'd rather be in the Senate. But that's not an option. A contract is a contract.
I have to tell you, commentators all over America and talk show hosts like me would jump all over that story, bigger than the Jesse Ventura story.
I know.
You'd be the number one topic on every media outlet in this country, right through the entire campaign.
Can you imagine the senatorial debates, me throwing a chair at Jesse Helms?
I'd love to see it.
I'd be loving it.
Continued luck with the show.
Nice talking to you, Paul.
The Jerry Springer show is on weeknights at 11:35 on Channel 5 here. He's got the British show. He's got a board game out now. He's got the Ringmaster video.
There's no end to this.
He's all over the place. Thanks,
Just
Jerry.
Time for the Millennium. Take it easy. Bye-bye, Paul.
Bye-bye.